This is Mishmash, a weekly conversation where we try to unjumble an important and sometimes under the radar statewide story that affects you. And Jake, we called it.
Yes, we did.
Bills to legalize online gambling and sports betting are headed to the governor's desk. This is something that you and I have been following closely, though maybe not everybody in the state was following as closely because of all of the budget kerfuffles, which also went to the governor's desk.
That's right. And I think a lot of people maybe don't realize how long this conversation has been going here in Michigan. Gambling obviously is a big issue. And recently there have been a lot of conversations about both online betting, sports betting, and horse track racing as well, keeping those horse tracks alive here in Michigan. Some, despite all the efforts at the state capitol, have still shut down. But for a lot of lawmakers, especially if tracks are in their district, it's not really an ideological debate as much as it is about people who want to keep those tracks alive for the people that they represent, which makes it an interesting issue that sort of goes beyond party lines.
Absolutely. And when we talk about gambling sort of as a whole for the state, a lot of times we forget about horse racing and how much horse racing used to be sort of a part of Michigan life, given that we're such an agricultural state. And so there is a bill in the state legislature. This was not fully part of that package that went to Whitmer's desk. This is something that they'll have to keep working on next year. But it would essentially expand our state's horse racing laws and allowed for some of the tracks around the state that have closed down to possibly open up again. And Senate Minority Leader Jim Ananick is a bill sponsor. And here's what he had to say about his bill.
Horse racing infuses a lot of money into the economy. You know, there's grooming of horses, there's the feeding and caretaking of animals. Plus, I have a track in my district, so I'm just being parochial here, trying to make sure that the folks that bought it can flourish again.
And I want to point to one thing that Ananick mentioned, which is something that a lot of the proponents of legalizing gambling in the state have pointed to, which is revenue. We can tax this and we can bring in more money to the state. And this is an argument that we also saw recently with legalizing recreational marijuana. People said, hey, we can tax this, we can put that money towards schools, towards roads. And while these are not two items that are going to like fix all of the state's money problems, it is interesting to keep seeing lawmakers and citizens alike sort of trying to find these unique or different ways to bring in more revenue to the state without having to say, hey, we're going to just tax everybody.
Now, Shayna, before we go here today, congratulations are in order. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You are leaving the Michigan Public Radio Network, which we are all very sad about, but you have a new gig at MLive in Grand Rapids. Tell us a little bit about what you'll be doing there.
Yes, I will be an investigative journalist for MLive. I will be focusing primarily on the city of Grand Rapids, but that doesn't mean that's not going to spill out into what's going on in Lansing, what's going on statewide, and what's going on in West Michigan.
And Mishmash will continue. We are very happy to say that. We are not going anywhere, but we are very excited about what this means for finding new and creative stories for 2020, maybe some different things that really connect us all as sort of Michiganders coast to coast here on the Third Coast. And very excited about what this means, and we will have many more issues that affect you in the new year in 2020.